Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Phone, you know, okay, I know I'm not a perfect person, but come on, people, be nice to me a little. I mean, is that too much to ask? You know, be nice to the host. I mean, you know, just because, you know, someone did over something, people should not expect the other one to be over it so quickly, like it doesn't matter. Oh, it's the stupid thing you've ever said. Oh, whatever. So this is Daytime After Dark. It's Tuesday. Welcome to our CMA coverage of the CMA Awards. Welcome to me. And remember the word, do not talk over each other. Do not ever, you know, yell at the co-host. Hold on, I'm gonna play a song.
Summer came out and left without a warning.
people. I am back. You know what? Dropping the phone, I hit my hand. And by the way, that speech that I just made wasn't for anyone. I was just venting, and I won't ever vent like that again. And before we get everything started, I picked up the Soap Opera Weekly, and I don't want to hear how bad I am for that. And I'm just going to read you something that pissed me off, then I will bring on everyone. Okay, this, you know, J.P. Murphy needs to die. When we have the DH producers, and I understand, no offense to the actors, but we do not want to watch the Anthony or Zaccaro Spinelli-driven story. Now do we want to live the character like Zach and Nicholas so that there's more screen for the Zaccaro, Lisa Niles, and the new Kate, or the new version of Spinelli? Okay. Oh, and you don't want to see Sean. Well, Zay Murphy from wherever the hell you are. Do not speak for everyone, okay? We want to see Spinelli in a fun, Bruno storyline. And we like Sean. And I do not want anyone putting Spinelli down. No, I don't like the new Kate. No, I don't like the new Maxie. But if you put my husband down one more time, I will punch you. Anyone that doesn't will be punched. I'm bringing my co-hosts on, Terry, and Christy's here. And 773, did you want to come on the air?
Hello?
Oh, my
God. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Are we here? This has been a really bad for a lot of people, I think. I'm sorry. This is okay. I had a rant I wanted to say, but I totally checked compared to that one. So I don't remember what I was going to say, but you know what rant I was going to say. Remember I said it today? Was it today or yesterday? Because after the scenes we saw, I was really, I'm like, how dare they even go there marrying Sam and Jason and stuff, you know? Especially after the scenes we got. That's my scene. Hello? Am I even on the air?
I hear
Hello?
You.
Is
I hear
there?
You. I hear
I,
you.
Okay. I know. But is she there? Can she hear me?
That's
Carly,
weird.
Are you there?
I don't know. Carly? Hello? Where Carly
Carly,
you?
Are you there? Hello?
I'm muting myself!
Okay, well,
oh, that would explain everything.
Christy, if you can get in this album soon, I will really appreciate it if you are able to.
Uh-huh.
If you're not,
yeah,
I will tell you later.
Give me about 5 minutes. I'm just getting into my house, actually.
Okay, well, and 773, you're on the O2.
Hey, Carly, this is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, Carly?
I parked.
Well, let's see. I dropped the phone. I dropped the phone before the show. I went on a little rant, which wasn't meant for anyone. and my hand was from dropping the phone.
I don't think it's been a good day for anybody. I had the longest day at work. It felt like it went on forever.
So if you go to sleep, if you fall asleep on the show, we'll all understand. Trust me.
Yeah, really. I know, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I had an okay day, but Carly, this is your show, so you get to blame. You feel pissed off about shit. Fuck everybody and fuck everything. And, oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
because I was reading that from Soap Opera Weekly about, you know, this of someone talking, and we don't want Spinelli in a driven storyline. Okay, bitch. Don't talk for the whole entire Zeno Hospital community. Okay, I want to see Spinelli naked. Thank you.
Hey, listen, hey, Carly, guess what? I'm looking at Soap Opera Digest. I'm in Walmart right now. And Sammy and EJ and Rafe on the cover, it says Sammy and EJ have sex.
Ah! Holy
oh,
God.
God. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're going to do that.
Damn it.
Okay, do not believe everything that comes out of the magazine,
I
Mama.
Know, but it's, like, right in my face. Like, they're, like, three of them right on the cover.
How is everyone?
And then insert Jason and Sam in there.
Okay, do you really want me to lose my whole,
explode.
Oh, and okay, you guys, we need to make some decisions tonight about something. Do we want to do a Thanksgiving show? Do we want to have a Thanksgiving show? Is everyone going to be around or what?
I'll follow in for the Thanksgiving show. I'm listening.
Oh, I really like you, August. You are the sweet, and yeah, we might not always agree, but at least you didn't yell at me for my little spinelli rant. You know,
I'm a Spinelli fan. The only time I don't listen to Spinelli is when he's praising Sam. That's the only time I.
Oh
Spinelli.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like Spinelli.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know what I miss about Spinelli? I love the Johnny and Spinelli friendship. I loved it. It was one of my favorite friendships. Shiloh, call in. Terry, what are you up to?
Terry?
Maybe she muted because I know she was at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
How's your mom, Chris?
Oh, okay.
She's okay, but she's got to stay another night in the hospital.
People pray for Christy's mom because I said so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta stop looking at Entertainment Tonight stuff. I don't know why, but I want to talk a little about the CMA Awards. I'm happy, good that Taylor got Entertainer of the Year. She deserved it. I don't care what anyone says. She deserved it. My little hunky Blake Shelton deserved his male thing of the year. And Miranda, I'm very proud of you, too. Lady A, you came through for me. You won, because if you didn't win, I was going to Nashville and dealing with people. Yeah. And 859, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Shiloh.
Yay!
Hey, Shiloh.
Hi.
You know, people are surprised that I'm having a Tuesday show, but no one got my memo that, you know, I'm doing Tuesday because five of us are doing Monday. And so, you know, I didn't want people to pick between me and Silas. But, you know, if you guys had to pick between me and Silas, you guys would pick me because I'm funnier, and yeah. But no saying that to Silas because I don't want him come after me, so yeah.
Hello, hi, you're back. Sorry. I had you guys on mute because I was at Walmart and it was kind of noisy in there, and yeah.
Walmart is a very dangerous place to go.
And then I've been wearing these boots all day, these really cute boots, getting a lot of compliments on them, but they're hurting me.
That's
old.
Like
my hubby ever wear them. They're from Payless, so they're really cute. They're
really wintery boots. Like, it really gets winter here in California.
Wow. Oh, did you guys hear that Heather Locklear and Zach Wagner called off their engagement, but they are still together?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Are
you
kidding
me? Okay,
really?
Fine. Don't.
Oh, my God. I was like, you know, people say,
I'm getting off Entertainment Tonight paid, so I don't know. Oh, and Open BFF Gayle King is leaving on to join CBS. Wow.
Who?
BFF is leaving
who?
Gayle King is leaving Oprah to go to CBS.
Well,
OWN is struggling,
so I'm sure.
Okay,
I mean,
it's
not like the OWN network is that great anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's probably, you know, they're still going to be best friends. You know, the funny thing about it is that somebody is going to make a huge thing out of this whole thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
And, you know, it's really like, get over it. They're going to be best friends afterwards, you know. Move on.
Well, yeah, I saw that. I was just surprised. Linda, yeah, I loved the CMA Awards, but I will probably watch the weather awards coming up on Sunday night. But I'm looking forward to Zeke being live. Blazon is coming. And I'm also looking forward to making my hand feel better. Don't ever drop the phone, you guys. Don't ever drop the phone because it hurts like a son of a bitch. And, you know, and you know, oh, and by the way, Safeway was out of cookie dough ice cream the other day. So I just want to say Safeway, you're back because I needed that cookie dough ice cream. The CMA, CMT Artist of the Year.
I'm eating a cookie dough ice cream as you sweet me. I just told her that my stomach was hurting, but I guess it's really better now. Maybe I need the ice cream to do that.
Well, yeah, maybe you should. people, I just want to say that the CMT Artist of the Year will be on December 13th, and the honoree this year is Taylor Swift. Yay! Kenny Sutherland, what a cutie. Jason Aldean, he's very cute, too. Lady Annabelle, yay! And Brad Paisley. So you guys know I will be watching that. And the CMA Country Christmas on Thursday, December 1st. I mean, fucking Grey's Anatomy won't be on. Damn it. Oh, okay. I know not everyone watched Grey's. But, Silo, did you watch Grey's from Thursday? Last Thursday?
I got a phone call during it, so I taped part of it, so I didn't get to see like the last half hour.
Oh, crap. Okay. Well, the last half an hour was good, but it kind of gave us a cliffhanger. I mean, Meredith and what's his face? Crap. It's okay, but it left us in a very real place.
Right.
And
it was the part one and part two. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but we won't see the part two until after the holidays.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm very, very serious. Yeah, that sucks.
What are you sorry. For all those weeks?
I don't know. Well, remember, this is the Thanksgiving and Christmas thing, and, you know, they usually do goddamn repeat. Sorry, people, for swearing that way, but I am sick of all the repeats. You know, give us new stuff during Christmas. I mean, and Thanksgiving, you know, and, yeah, well, since people do want Thanksgiving, so, and, Silo, are you going to be around, too?
Yeah, I'll be.
Okay, because I know Chris.
You know, you know how I've been sleeping. I might just take it easy. I'll
I don't know.
That's okay. I mean,
is it for Thanksgiving? You mean having it on Thanksgiving Day or on Wednesday?
No, on Friday, on Friday night.
Oh, I have to work Black Friday. I don't know. I might be very tired.
Oh, that's man. Okay. Christy, you will be around, right?
Yeah, I'll be coming back from New York that day, but if I'm not, like, terribly tired, I should be able to call in. Do I have it?
Well, I can count on Cyber in August for that, so that's really good. I haven't seen any soaps from this week, but I love the Victor and Maggie wedding from last week. I was just really, you know, I was really, you know, kind of upset that Brady wasn't there to see his grandfather and Maggie get married, but they had a storm, and poor little Johnny has been kidnapped, but I think either Stefano are the ones that did. I'm sorry. Okay, I blame everything on the Demers. Anything go wrong in this that town?
They're still around too.
You Jay and Sammy are having fucking sex this week. Fucking shit. I love you, Jay and Nicole.
Like, why are they going back to that? I mean, didn't she shoot them in the head? I don't understand.
Yes, yes. Yes, she did.
I don't watch days like that, but I just don't, like, I've heard of it, and I don't understand why they're going back to that. That sounds really stupid to me.
I don't either.
Oh, well, okay. I already know who's off Dancing with the Stars tonight. I gotta stop looking at celebrity news. But, I love Days, but I cannot wait to watch One Life to Live. Terry told me that Birdie the psychopath, well, she didn't say in those words, but Birdie has Liam.
He's crazy. What the heck? He's like delusional. He's more crazier than crazy. I don't know.
He had mental problems before. That's why him and... What's
your
favorite? But what I'm looking forward to is the fact that this is going to bring John and Natalie really closer together in search of their son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of that.
You're not a fan of John and Natalie? Neither am I.
No, I do not like Natalie. I liked her with her previous husband.
Oh, well.
Huh?
Well, okay, but remember, everyone, we cannot all like the same couple.
Exactly.
You know, and I want to know who in the hell.
Oh, shoot.
You know, I loved last week on General Hospital, the Luke and Carly scene. I found them so funny. And I just found them, like, really good. And I love it when they put Carly and Luke in a scene because they are funny and hard to boss. Yeah.
Speaking of General Hospital, how did everybody like the Liz and Jason scenes that little bit we
I
had?
Loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it yet, but...
They can't do a bad scene.
When I watch the
One at a time. Oh. Block calling you on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
It's Carrie.
Oh,
hi.
Carrie.
Yay.
So, Annie, 24 in the room. Maggie and Daniel's mom. Who's his father? Well, that's what we don't know because Mickey was still all of that time. So I don't know who's, you know, wouldn't be fun.
Maybe this is the father.
Yeah.
father somehow.
Oh, you know what? That would be insanely good.
Probably Stefano, because he's got a million kids with another one.
Oh, okay, okay, that doesn't do, yeah, but yeah, I love that story with Daniel, but Zach, I was a Zach and Jennifer fan for years, but then when they put Daniel and Jennifer together, I'm like, I like this, I like that couple. Matthew Ashford is leaving every year, you know. I am sick of seeing Zach and Zen start something and never finishing it. So, you know, Zach can go back to, you know, saving planet Earth or whatever. And just get Daniel and Jennifer together and have sex.
Well, I think they've already had sex, actually, Daniel and Jennifer, but...
Yeah. I know, but sex again. Just like, oh, okay, I finally figured out today who's been a love interest to be beside me. Because really, Spinelli, you know, I think Spinelli to go with, Lulu,
oh,
I really do.
I forgot something. Oh, my God, I forgot to tell Lexi to turn off the fucking clock pot. Shit.
Okay,
oh
well, wait,
God.
But, okay, but the crock pot,
said that to myself, but shit. My mom told me she's going to kill me. This is what I need.
No, because,
to get on top of my fucking ass, because of the crock pot. She's already on my damn assay about their stuff. It's like, oh, God.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, doesn't, like, the crock pot can be,
If anybody knew my mom the way I... Oh, God.
Well, how is she going to know? How is she going to know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
how is your mom...
Because she just knows. My mom has a sixth sense about me and about other family members. She's got this...
Well, did you let it overcook or something?
Well, no, I put on really low. Hopefully, okay, I'm home. I'm getting home now. So hopefully, it's not bad. I'm cooking some meatballs.
Well, how long has it been in the crock pot?
Yeah.
It's been in there for a while. It's really on low, really low.
Oh,
you know?
Then it's okay.
It was frozen at first, so I'm thinking I totally forgot about it.
If it was frozen, it has to thaw before it can even...
Yeah.
Well, they're just meatballs. They were already thawed out a little bit when she came over, but... I'm not expecting
you
to have
to
be burnt. Kidding.
Okay, you know what?
Well,
that's why I don't cook.
Blood curdling scream, we'll know that your mom got home.
Yeah, but this is why I don't cook.
It's the new crock pot, too. My mom just got it. That was terrible. Oh, my God. It's the new crock pot. Oh, God.
I love my crock pot. I never give it up.
Yeah,
But my grandma told me.
You know my mom, but yet you don't really know my mom. But you know me talking about her all the time, right?
Yeah, well, maybe. But I know Sue, you know, it will be bad. But it's just with the crock pot, yeah. No, but that's with me and the toaster oven, you guys. Because with the toaster oven, I have forgotten things, and I kind of, I burned a toaster oven. Don't ask me how I did it, but I did. So, this is why I don't like to cook. This is why I think cooking is dangerous, and, you know, my sister-in-law asked me what I'm bringing for Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to bring bread. I'm just going to bring rolls and give them to my mom. I'm just going to bring the rolls to my mom and say, Mom, you know, help Grandma wash them. Because I have burned rolls. Okay. So what is the one thing everyone is looking forward to at Thanksgiving dinner?
Fucking
Oh, my God.
Turkey.
Well, my mother's sure got her. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. He's running down the kitchen. What did he do?
I know. We will. But no, okay, so let's get back to what I would say. Okay, what is everyone's favorite thing at Thanksgiving dinner?
Cornbread dressing. That's what mine is.
Turkey.
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Okay, what about Christy?
Don't
you feel
like getting sick again,
or what? For
what? I thought you said you were sick.
Well, okay, I will say mashed potatoes. I love the mashed potatoes, and we make like three different kinds of mashed potatoes in our family, because there's the mashed potatoes, there's the garlic mashed potatoes, and then there's triced baked potatoes.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good. You guys are like potato fiends.
Well, you know, because, you know, everyone likes potatoes differently, so my mom always cooked like three separate potatoes, but I do like the green bean casserole. Except I love it with mushroom soup, but I don't like it, you know, soup-like 1 year it was. It was really bad. And just remember, next week, the soaps will only be on, I think 3 days next week.
Yeah, they
will
be on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, the Days of Our Life usually has Thanksgiving episode, but then I don't know if they will have the Friday show. But
PH is too.
Oh, really?
PH is having a Thanksgiving thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. And
I heard they were re-airing that Idiotic Wedding, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving Day, yes. J. Sam Wedding, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'll throw up my Thanksgiving dinner all over the floor.
No. They
ignore it.
Yeah, because you know what? If you guys think it's not really a wedding, they never got married. We never saw a marriage license. So,
well,
you know, they're not married.
You know, I don't need to be upset twice. So,
exactly. But
my DVR.
but you know what? You know, I believe I'm dreaming of a laid-on Christmas. And after yesterday and after last week, no one can argue with the fact that Zeke's alive. I feel it so much now. And Laidlaw is coming, and Zeke's, the bigger picture, Zeke is alive and well. And you know what? And when that happens, I cannot wait to, you know, pretty much laugh at the other fan base. But you guys have to help me find a word better than I told you so, because Terry doesn't like I told you so. So you guys need to be helping me come up with something besides I told you so, but
okay,
I want to...
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I heard we were getting liaison scenes on the 21st. Did anybody see that?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I heard we were getting more, but I
haven't. Yeah, we are getting more, and it will be good. It will be great. It will be terrific.
I have a question. Does anybody see what was the cover of Soap ABCN Death? Because I didn't see the cover.
Okay. You mean ABC Soap and Death, like the one Wizard Sims rifle that makes me want to throw up every day?
Yes.
I saw Christy bought it. I'm sorry, Christy, I had a, you know.
I didn't see anything.
Okay, well,
what did it say?
Christy, what did it say?
Oh,
you know, there was this, like, feature article about General Hospital, and there was kind of, like, a little, like, couple paragraphs in there about how they, I think they said something like they have this connection and, crap. You know what? I think I took a picture of it on my iTouch. Let me see. I think it was basically kind of just saying what we already know. It's not really revealing anything that we didn't, like, know about. It was just like,
oh,
we have this connection, and now, like, supposedly Jason is going to ask Liz for help with Sam's, you know, rape, which, you
yeah.
know, we all know didn't really happen, but whatever.
Oh, well, I have to address something, because someone thought I was making fun of the rape. And I wasn't. All I was saying, I thought Elizabeth Wade's storyline was better, and, you know, I just thought Elizabeth.
There's so much conflict over this stupid storyline with this rape thing that is beyond
I mean, but, you know, but I wasn't making fun of the rape or anything. I was just saying I don't believe Sam was raped, and, you know, I just don't trust this bitch because, she fired herself off Manny. She fired herself off the text message queue, and she left Franco go that one time, but she cannot fight herself off Franco. Come on. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the drug part. Yeah. But people.
I didn't forget about it because as far as I'm concerned, before it even went down, she was looking at the bed, and then Franco came from under the bed, so I don't know. I think the bitch is fine. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
didn't she
say
that?
Not only
that, to me, she
had
we don't have a problem with the rape story. No, nobody would have a problem with rape. It's the storyline and the people in it. People need to know
right.
the difference of what we're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
we would never criticize a rape victim. Come on. We're
no, oh, no.
The story is written and who's acting in it. And if anybody, because I was the most critical person on Friday's show about the storyline and what they're doing.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole thing when she was throwing boxes around, and then I thought about when Liz, well, see, I don't remember if Liz destroyed room during the rape scene or was it when Lucky died. I can't remember which moment she did that, but I thought when Liz trashed the room to Audrey, that was a very good moment, and that was a very good scene. And all that, but I would never, ever, ever criticize it. Oh, and guess what, you guys? I know who got voted off Dancing with the Stars, by the way. If anyone wants to know, I know now. And I'm not surprised. I am not surprised who got voted off. Okay, fine. I'm going to say it, and then you can yell at me later. Oh, that one that skater or Olympian, Hope something got voted off.
Huh.
Yes.
Cool.
So, wait, Terry, are you okay? Is the crock pot okay?
She muted us.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, hopefully she's not.
I thought
okay.
maybe her mom did her in.
Well, no, her mom didn't live there, but, you know, but yeah, hopefully she will come back soon. But no, I found, well,
I
just want to say,
what promo?
The GH
promo. They're talking about Luke and the whole Aiden thing, but they showed Jake in the process of talking about the Luke Aiden thing. They showed a picture of Jake in the promo.
Yep.
Really?
Because
yep.
they're talking about how he, you know, what happened with the other grandson, and then to bring it to this one.
Okay. That's what I want to say tonight. The other grandson. You know what? Look what another his grandson. Sorry, but, you know, that's his stepson or whatever you want to call it. But that wasn't Luke's grandchild that he supposedly killed. So, yeah. I mean, they can not dead. They feel much alive. Luke did not kill Paluzicki. So, you know, and if Aiden gets sick, I don't know. I mean, Zeke thing was different, but Aiden, I feel like this for Aiden, and they're to piss us off.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole triangle thing was.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It was. And,
they wanted to take Becky off. Oh, did you guys see that little write up in the Knoxville paper about Jill Farron Phelps was the one that got Becky back, and Franz is the one, well, Guza and Franz, I believe, wanted Becky fired, and Jill is the one that brought her back because she wanted Liz to stay on the canvas.
They brought her back because we had fit and made us think, what the hell is she talking about? Now she wants to take credit for that?
I don't know what happened.
I'm just reading what they say happened behind the scenes. I was just glad that they put
I was talking to one of my Facebook friends yesterday, and during, you know, right after 3 o'clock, I'm sure a lot of people called the comment line in Jill Farron Phelps' office. She got hung up on by the person on the end of the phone at Jill Farron Phelps' office.
What did she say when she got on the phone?
I don't know. She must have been saying something about the Jason Liz scene.
Okay, and Andy 24. Do you think Zeke's gonna have Sam pregnant and now and on? I believe it will be Pringles. I don't want, but I don't think we really have to worry about that. But no, Jill Farron Phelps, that's so funny that she wants to take the credit for this. You know, if I ever met that lady, I think I would bitch slap her. I would not be nice. Nancy Lee Grom.
Oh, yeah, did you see about Nancy Lee's comments about...
No.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought it was positive.
Yeah. I don't know where I saw it in several places. It was on, let me go on to, I think they put it on
VH. Terry P is probably on mute. Christy, are you still there?
I'm here.
How was the show? iHeart Radio.
It was good. I liked it.
And did anyone listen to Cyrus's show last night? How was that?
I don't think he had one.
Yeah,
night,
he had a guest on for an hour.
Oh, he did. I didn't even know he had a show. I didn't think he was having it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was gonna have Nelson Bunko and Catherine Hicklin.
No, he didn't have
them.
He had some guy on.
Okay. I thought it was Monday.
I think that's coming up after, I think, not Thursday, but I think maybe after that.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, Andy 24, Zeke Sam and the worst couple. This is really a liaison love show sometimes, and Zeke Sam is the worst couple ever. Every time I see Zeke and Sam in the scene, I want to run to the bathroom and throw up. Kelly Monaco cannot act at all, and Zeke Sam is the biggest laugh of a couple. 2009, 2010, 2011, 2005, they've always been a laughable couple in my life. I have never been a Zeke Samo fan. Yeah, my little co-host Terry was a Zeke Samo fan for a split second. But, you know, then she wised up and, you know, thought about the parades. And so, and Jay Samson never have a baby. Sam should never be a mother. Sam would be the worst mother in the world. And they call Coley a worst mom? No. Sam is the worst person on that show. Who and Crazy Lisa and Dante can all go by the river and go that way. Lone Star is in the room. Lone Star, call in. Lone Star, call in.
Do you want to hear about what Nancy Lee Grun tweeted?
Oh, yeah.
What does she say now?
Well, the first one was... Alexis becoming Sonny's lawyer because fans like interaction between the two of us. Guza denied fans that and will explain in the blog. To all sexist fans, was intentional agenda to dismantle anything sexist when Guza came back after strike. Had to remain silent to keep her job. Gron also revealed Guza was the force behind Rebecca Herbst being ousted earlier.
I believe that.
Yeah. Let me see what else she said. Okay, that's the part about Jill Phelps saying she wouldn't let them fire her. Nancy said, I love Becky and I love Jill more for having the sense to make it happen. That means to bring her back. So I'm sure it had to, I knew it had to take more than Franz and.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
You know.
But, remember, Goose had tried to cover his ass with this and say it was all Franz.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Those two were. Two
I wouldn't believe
pod,
any
I
of them
swear.
People over at GH, not Guza, not Phelps, not any of them. They're all a bunch of lies, and they all cover their own ass, and they don't blame the other ones.
Right.
And it suits them.
Exactly. They've been
that's
a bunch of
liars. I don't believe for one second, you know, she has the nerve to take the credit for Becky getting rehired. Well, then, if she had to say to get it rehired, why didn't she have to say to keep her there in the first place?
Right.
You
I
know, Roger, when it comes to this. When it comes to this, okay, Annie 24, if it's a Laylon fan group, well, most of us are Laylon fans. I'm sorry. I mean, we, you know, this is about a couple, and, you know, I cannot wait for the Sam fan to melt and boohoo and cry. That will be the best day of our lives.
Yep.
I'm a liaison fan, but I make no apologies for it, and I never will.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And you know, it's so funny, August. At first, I didn't know what fan you were until, you know, I went to your Twitter page. I'm like, and I'm like, oh, she's really good. Do I prefer? Lulu and Zani or Dante, well, let's see. If anyone ever has listened to my show ever, they know I cannot take Dante. I was a Lulu and Zani fan from way back.
Well, I like, you know, I don't know. I was a Spinelli and Georgie fan.
Me too.
Georgie just, she was, to me, she was the only one who really loved him and appreciated him.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Lulu, and I don't like Maxie. So, to me, I would say that they should bring someone in for him. Somebody who really, like, loves Spinelli, not somebody who just appreciate him. And
what
well,
he can do for her.
Yeah.
I loved him today because he didn't have greasy hair. He looked like a normal guy.
But you guys are all missing her to be spinning all these adventures and really to be me. I could come in as Carly's long lost sister. I've been thinking about this. And I don't want to, I come in and I'm not destroying my sister's life at all. I want her to be happy. And you know, that I'd see Spinelli, and I said, okay, Carly, you book magic, get Spinelli and I together, and I will help you with any crazy plan you have, especially if it's a kill Sam, I'm behind you. So, yeah, Spinelli and I would have a hot love scene. I mean, I had a hot dream about Spinelli one night, which I do not go into detail because it's 7 o'clock hour, but it was really good. Like I said, I'm a Johnny and Lulu fan. Okay. Linda goes, is Felicia Jones the Anna DeVane friends or cousin? I thought they were just friends. Am I wrong?
Wait, who are you talking about?
Yeah, so,
they're not related.
Okay,
not related.
That's what I thought. But they're Kindle, or not.
Well, you have to understand, Felicia was married to Mac at one point.
Okay.
And
no,
Anna was married to Scorpio, as far as I know. I don't know if she was married to anybody linked to the Felicia.
No. Okay, and Tony is Frisco's brother, and Mac and Robert were brothers, right?
Yeah.
Mac and Robert are brothers, and Tony and what is his name? Well, Jack Wagner.
Frisco.
They're brothers. That's how you do that. And Mac, he adopted Maxie and Georgie.
Yep.
But their biological father is Frisco.
Right.
And
he
raised them,
but he
did adopt them legally. Yeah. And but you know what? The one thing that annoys me, they never called him Dad. Why the hell are you still calling him Mac? That irritates me about Max.
Well, you know what? Because I think. Because I
never cared a damn about those kids. He never wrote them. Never did anything. So why are you still? Mac, he's your dad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but he's also, you know,
their uncle.
Yeah, thank
he's
you.
Also
I
their
think...
uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's Robin's
you
uncle.
Know,
no, he's Robin's uncle, but not Maxie and Georgie's.
Right.
Robin is their uncle, but not Maxie and Georgie.
Well, okay, but how would they
know?
No, because. You know what we are?
Felicia
okay, because
was
BJ.
Married to Frisco, and
yeah, Frisco's
with
their biological parents. There's no blood there to Mac. It's Robin is his niece, and
right,
his
well,
they actually thought that Georgie could have been his, but it turns out she was Frisco's.
Right.
Yes.
See, it's been a while, but I'm not looking. I think I know that I've got the biology down of who.
Yeah, well, no, it is confusing because, you know, I forget that Carly is cousin with Ethan, too, sometimes. And, you know. Oh, yeah, yes, I will be having a show on Friday night. Nelson Bunker will only be here for half an hour, so yeah, and it will be a really good show. Terry, is Terry back? Oh my god, Terry, oh my god, okay, hopefully she's not dead. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Linda, some people are saying that Spinelli is related to Fawn and Tiffany. Donnelly. No.
I mean,
anything's
possible in a soap, but I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, you know who I want Spinelli's father to be because I'm kind of sick in a way? I would think it would be a funny-ass thing if Spinelli was Sonny's son. Wait for the mother part because people are going to laugh at me. but I don't care today. I think it could either be Diane as the mom, Alexis as the mom. Oh, Sunny had this thing with Laura from years ago, and Spinelli, Laura's, and Sunny Lefsire that I never knew about.
I believe that it's possible that Alexis is his mom because of they never doing the DNA test on the lock of hair to prove that Sam is her daughter.
Exactly, and you know what? Years ago, I remember them saying that Alexis had, a son. Does anyone remember that? Because at first, it wasn't a daughter. I remember something about a son, and then they changed it to a daughter, and the woman was it could have been Emily, you know, or Elizabeth's mom, or someone else's mom, but I forget. But, you know, I do not believe that Alexis and Sam are mother and daughter.
Linda came up with Tony Jones and Frisco are brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brothers.
Yeah, they are brothers.
Okay.
Oh no, Andy, Tony, but no, I did not want my husband coming from Laura Subiel. I would love Spinelli coming from Laura. Oh, Alexis. Oh, Diane.
He should be a quarter main.
Oh, you know what? Oh my God. At least you are so good because if he was a quarter main, then him and Jason will either be brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Okay. Alan and Alexis.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that would make Spinelli and Jason brothers, half brothers.
Yep. We need more.
And that would make Carly have Terry on your back. Terry. Also a lot of the TV shows have one week left. And then they go, a lot of TV shows are going on winter hiatus, but I do not want winter hiatus. I mean, because you get bored during Christmas after you open up all your presents, what's there to do? I mean, come on. Besides go shopping,
but
you're
how long are they off? Like through Thanksgiving to Christmas?
No. Until January 1st.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
Yeah, see, that is fucked up, excuse my language, but that is because I will go after, because I love Blue Bloods, I love Grace. Oh, and I'm 6 weeks behind on private practice, so maybe I can finally catch up doing Thanksgiving break because nothing is on. Nothing is on doing.
I'll read my fanfic for Layson.
You know, I saw something on Facebook, but I never know when you read something on these websites, you never know what to believe. It said something to the effect of Sam gets pregnant, but she thinks the baby is Jason, so she has an abortion. But I don't know if that's just someone's.
No,
I think.
Well, I didn't know if it was a rumor or a fanfic or what it was. I just saw it posted on one of the pages I go on. So I'm like.
Yeah. I saw that, too.
I'm looking at it like, is this supposed to be a rumor? What is this? Brody is supposed to come back?
What?
I heard a rumor today that Courtney is supposed to come back, but I'm like, oh, God, don't worry.
Okay, come on, no.
Bobby's supposed to be back.
Who?
Yeah,
Bobby. Well, I heard Courtney was coming back, but I hope not, because I couldn't stand her the first time around.
She's dead, isn't she?
Okay, Carly? Colin used to talk about who the seal killer is on Post Office. Well, Linda, yes. I'm going to go out on a ledge right now. We're not very alive, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to say, I hope it's Matt.
No, it's. I thought it said something about, yeah, a loved and popular character. So I figured it's someone that's been on the canvas.
That is killer Matt.
Huh? Yeah. I said, well, maybe it's Matt. Maybe it's Audrey. Although she's old, she could still do it. She could read.
Oh, my God. You know who else?
Audrey is coming back, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else? I'm just throwing your name out because I can. Edward.
I thought of Edward, and then I thought, no, I think he's a little too frail. He's even frailer.
Well, yeah. And you know what? And the thing is, Edward, whenever he wanted someone killed, he did go to Jason for something about killing someone last year.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I remember
I
that.
Went I went in and watched the history for older people that are still alive.
Yeah.
And Tom Hardy came up, and Noah Drake came up. I didn't realize he showed up on the canvas way early.
Oh, he did, yeah. Oh, God. Ooh. Well,
so
you know what?
There's a lot of possibilities.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's Sam.
But you know something? You have to watch out when they say beloved characters, because these are the same people who put that promo when Jason and Sam said favorite couple, so... What?
Okay, well, you know what?
Well, that's a good point.
They say I can't do this. Well, you know what? I would just be happy. Oh, my God, Annie 24. Okay, Robert could be Sam's father. You know what, Annie? Maybe Sam will not be on there for that much longer. I can hope. You know, so came on the dough. I mean, I would love that. No, I
guess
don't think
he's coming back next month. He confirmed.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. You know who it could be? Okay.
He could be the killer.
It could be Barry.
Who?
Yeah. Jackson Brumman. Yeah.
Who?
Come on, I would not put past that psychopath. He held everyone. Okay, I think Monica and Rudo look. Yeah. Oh, Terry, is Terry back? Terry, where did you go? Terry, did you get lost? No. No, I won't mind if it's, what's the name called? No, I didn't want it to be Monica because that's Jason's mom. So forgive that. They said we won't expect it.
Can Kelly Monaco leave now? So it's like, I don't care about if she has a father or if she has a baby.
You know, okay, we never cared about Sam. I'm sorry to speed the house, but I've never cared about Sam Lee. Oh, my God.
What?
What about Robin?
Yeah, Robin or Patrick. Patrick seems awful guilty about Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Robin leaves the season, they need to have Robin and Patrick leave together. Because I'm a Scrubs fan. I like them. And they should, if she's going to leave, they should leave hand in hand with Emma. So I'd be fine with that. I'd be okay with it.
No, but we need Emma to come back in a couple of years for the Zig, Jocelyn, and Emma triangle. Thank you. I'm just...
She's cute.
Okay. Who killed Lisa? Well, because I don't think Maxie... I don't think it... Oh, my God. Okay, Annie 24. Maybe it's Liz?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I don't think so. Because she threw her over the boat.
Yeah, well, but you know what?
For a while.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I think it could, because Kimberly isn't leaving VH. Well, we don't know if Kimberly's leaving or not. You know, we really don't know that. And so,
right,
yeah.
It's a rumor, too. It's a rumor.
Yeah, or maybe Robin is here because he has vacant out because he was vacant. And see, no. Robin would not do that to Jason.
Yep. She loves Jason.
Oh, Linda, no. Linda, listen to me. I don't believe it's Elizabeth, okay? I think but one person I'm thinking about, Maxie.
Yeah. It might have been Maxie.
No,
but I think it was Steve. He has scratches all over his face.
You know what? Yeah, and you know what? We really don't know how, Steve is the one that I think his past will be coming out very, 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 very soon.
Yeah.
Well, he's already acting weird around this new doctor he brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and...
He's been acting weird for a long time, so I don't know what the hell is going on with Steve. And that's too bad because him and Becky Hurst, they have good systems. That's too bad. But
I just like Liz having a family
there. Wait, Liz is not leaving the show. Liz is not leaving the show, Lone Star.
You know what? The LL2 fans, let it go, okay? I understand
you're
like
Elizabeth,
but good God.
First of all, are we going to believe everybody out of her own mouth 3 weeks ago saying
Now that's Kimberly. Oh, okay. Linda, I pick Robin, Monica, and Luke or Lucky. You know who I wanted to be? Now that was said, Lucky. Go ahead, make it Lucky.
Yeah, but isn't he in Ireland when this is happening?
Oh, no, he's on his plane coming back.
No, but when Lisa was killed, wasn't he in Ireland?
No.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't think he had left yet. Yeah, maybe he was.
Yeah, he left before Luke got on the bus because they had their big thing and he took off.
Well, you know what?
What is the purpose of having
AD6? Maybe it's too bubble. Okay, you know what? Okay, you know one person that we are forgetting about? Sunny. Okay, before you guys tell me I'm crazy. But he loves Robin like a sister.
Sunny wouldn't kill anybody. He just has someone else to do it.
No. I don't believe that because if Sunny found out what Lisa did to Christina... with the drugs, and Sunny was not happy with Lisa was doing Robin Mears. And,
what about Johnny? What about Johnny? What about Kate?
Yeah.
You know something? I actually could care less about the story, and I wish they would stop with the nonsense.
I agree.
With what?
Because it's getting on my nerves. I'm tired of it.
Some serial killer crap. And you know something? I'm just getting the heebie-jeebies thinking about Sam being pregnant and being tortured with that.
Okay, listen to me. August, if Sam is knocked up, it will not be Jason, and maybe it will be the sicko Franco, because you know what? Late on, it's coming. Jake's alive. Remember that. There's going to be so many rumors.
In the meantime, in other words, it can be Jake Franco. But you know we're going to have to get tortured with who's the baby daddy for how many weeks and months. I really don't want
Sam pregnant at all.
At all. Even if
I agree with that.
She's too old, and the surgery wasn't perfect. I mean, it's not like she's myrtle fertile or anything.
I'm just so tired of them talking
about her having the baby. It's like... Give it up, okay, guys.
Give it up.
This is why I can't stay Jason, because after the
yay! You got Christy from Alexia Hard is here. Yay!
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
Christy. So I'm in Forks, Washington right now.
You know what? Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay, there's this really good place you need to go. Bill. Crap.
Okay.
I went there when I was like 9. It's like a water thing. It's a, not a water park, but they have water springs or something there. And it was, I went there when I was 8 and I fell in love with it. But I don't remember where it is, but I love folks. My second cousins lived there, and when we were growing up, we went there all the time, and I went there a couple of years ago, but folks is kind of boring, though. So how long will you be there for?
Well, I'm just overnight. What happened was, it's so funny, I didn't realize how far it was from, like, Seattle. Like, I was thinking, okay, we'll just take the ferry over.
You should have asked me. Next time text me, and I will tell you how far it is, because, yeah. It's like a 3-hour drive.
So I'm like, oh, no, it'll be no big deal. You know, we'll just go over there like it's some big, you know, easy thing. But, I mean, it's been really cool because I've never been up here. I stopped in Port Angeles to the Twilight Store there. I have pictures I'm going to post on Reluctant Heart tomorrow. But, of course, the sign, the Forks, Welcome to Forkstein. I saw the Bella, whatever, what is it, the restaurant, Bella Italia. We went and saw
that's so good, yeah.
Yeah, and of course where her truck is, I took pictures there, and so now I'm actually staying in the Cullen house right now.
Oh, cool. Who do you think is leaving? I mean, who do you think is a serial killer on the 8th?
Who do I think? Who will kill what?
The serial killer on General Hospital. Who do you think is? We've been talking about our theories all night. So do you have, like, someone you think that killed Lisa? Or?
Well, my thought is that I have a feeling that it's going to end up being Steve. And because all the scratches, and he's been, like, kind of, you know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But the funny thing is, you know, they said that it wasn't it like a blunt force from the back of the head, and they said that it was type of an iron thing. And I remember Robin dropped
it was
that
the wrench
weapon.
That they showed in the box. They specifically showed the wrench.
Maybe. When Ruby is here, too. Ruby, call in. Ruby, call in. Oh, you will call me in Silo's feelings. Sorry, Silo. I don't care. I figured you would not mind. Christy, did you get my text today?
No. Yes, about the 25th?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, what do you think?
Okay.
I mean, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, me too. So you never responded, so I didn't know. And then the other Christy told me you were on your way to Folks. And I'm like, why is he going to Folks, Washington? And why didn't he ask me to go along?
I know, and I thought about that after the fact. I was like, oh, and I thought about Felicia, too, because Felicia said, I would have loved that. And I'm like, oh, we should all come up here. I know.
Sorry. It's okay. Okay. Red Ruby, either Zax or Nicholas. I would want it to be Zax, just because I'm psycho that way, and you know. But okay. And if anyone say it's Carly, they will be muted for an hour and a half. So do not anyone say Carly or Spinelli, because.
No, they came too late. It came too late.
Think? I thought that Spinelli today, I haven't seen all of it. I just caught a glimpse of it just a little bit ago. But Spinelli, I thought was interesting. I thought that he didn't remember his cyber skills, but it appears that he has.
I think my husband's been faking his cyber, though, not knowing. I think my husband knows a lot more than he's saying. And, My little husband has. Yeah.
It should be interesting to see how that all pans out. And I heard that Ethan is going to be talking to the freaking painting again tomorrow. And I'm just like, you know, the thing that irritated all of us today on Reluctant Heart, of course, is that, you know, they have him visiting Liz with flowers.
Yep.
They couldn't have him bring flowers to Christina. And he's so concerned about Siobhan, which protecting her.
I am so angry.
What in the hell is the problem? Why couldn't they have done that for us? Why? There's no reason why they couldn't have.
I know.
So upset.
Oh, and you know, I was watching the last scene of Ethan and Christina, and you know how Sonny goes, why is he even here? And Alexis like, Sonny, we are leaving the room now. We are going to give them privacy. It's Christina's last day. And I cried. I'm sorry. And I don't care. I cried when Michael and Christina were saying goodbye. I got to stop crying, girl. But I did, the tears were just flowing, man. It was like, you know, and then, you know, they brought Dante with them. Everyone knows how I feel about Dante. But in Dante's defense, he does love his sister because, you know, Dante and Christina all have brother and sister. And, you know, Michael was adopted. But I love that Michael and Christina. Goodbye. I cried. I rewound and watched it again. Well, and it made me cry twice.
Yeah.
So,
well, then it was awful because you knew both characters, they came on at the same time. I mean, Chad didn't, but I'm saying, you know, on the canvas, they came on together. They always had each other's backs. And it's just like,
I was very proud of Christina for saying what she did to Abby. Like, I'm sorry I gave you a hard time, but I was just looking out for my brother and who, and Abby kind of made, you know, a peace. Because, you know, in Christina's mind, I don't think anyone would be good enough for, you know, in her mind for Michael. I was just sad that her and Carly did not have a goodbye because, okay, fine. I just like the time that Laura White and Christina has been in a scene together. And I'm but I was laughing with the whole Diane thing.
Diane
not being loyal.
You escaped the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Okay, am I wrong? Did Diane and Max break up?
Yeah, they did, I believe. Yeah, Summer he broke up with her, or she broke up with him because of the book tour. And then they kind of, I think, were having one last frolic at the expense of Kate's, I guess, Kate's yarn or whatever. And,
Max and Diane were having sex and Alexis walked in on them. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
Someone's breaking up.
What happened? Where you go?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. I could barely hear you for a minute, and now I can hear back.
Terry? I think Terry either fell asleep or whatever. Christy, are you still here?
Yep.
Yep,
okay,
right.
you guys, we need to bring more people for this Tuesday night set. We need to bring, like, over 100 people. I want to get, like, 80,000 callers in one night. I still want people to call from the studio. I know that's, like, morbid that I say this, but, you know, wedding, a studio, I mean, we've had people call in from the hospital. So why can people just...
That doesn't feel funny. Well, they all like your show. I know, I did Twilight Show, but we had, like, what, 4 callers, I think, total. But that was okay, because I'm just, like, I was so tired. It's a trek coming up here. Plus, I stopped at so many places to take pictures and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. I just kind of hope, and I love Nathan, and I like to see him on there, but frankly, if they're going to do this after leading us for 2 years with Athena, I'd rather he just leave town the way he walked in.
Yep.
I mean, I really do. And just
I could get rid of all the Spencers, like we heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
I stood up for that. That would be great.
I mean,
weird.
When people say the Spencers do not put Carly in the equation, okay, that's all I'm saying. Carly is a little Spencer, but she is, you know, so don't say, game with the Spencers, but not Carly.
But, no, Carly is, I mean, the thing is, too, is that, you know, Jax is coming back, I guess, and... You know, what is going to be, I mean, is it going to be worthwhile? Are they going to totally screw that up, too? I mean, they totally dismantled the character before he left. And, you know, I just don't know. It's so frustrating. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just really kind of down today because it's been hard. And I don't know. I'm just very upset about this Ethan and Lady in White and all that. It's
yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean,
people
he talked
just...
to it again today. I'm like, oh, come on.
I know. It's like they don't even care about anything that we want to see. Not one freaking thing. Not one. And it's like,
thinking today about this is supposed to be sweeps.
Yeah.
They are not getting there at all.
Not at all. Not compared to years past, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's disgusting. And I mean, you couldn't, it's just so frustrating. I just,
well,
you know.
Well, they got too many people on canvas. You know, we can't even focus on, like, 3 groups of individuals. They got a little bit of Lucky, a little bit of Luke, a little bit of Lulu, a little bit of Liz, a little
bit. It's like every 30
seconds like,
there's something, they switch. It's like, you can't give us a freaking 5 minutes for a solid scene. We were discussing, too, that, you know, somebody that I talked to last week was like, you know, well, everybody's so negative. And blah, blah. I'm like, the reason we're negative is because we're frustrated. You know, you're giving us nothing to see. And so why in the hell are we, you know, we're hanging in there?
When someone shows me what to be positive of, I'll do cartwheels up and down my street. I'm so sick and tired of people saying negative. What's to be positive about this damn show?
That's the thing. That's
hey,
the
we're
thing.
Still but, watching. So
but I'm supposed to say, tell everybody to, I mean, yes. I mean, I still want it on the air. I think that if we do get it to NBC, that they would revamp it and it would be more streamlined, and I do think that it would be good. But it's like between now and then, you know, we have to hang in there and watch so that the NBC knows that we are there. But
well,
it's very
frustrating. And you know what? But you know what, let this wait to the end of streets. Let's wait a little in December because I believe with everything in me, we will have a lot of things to be positive about. And, you know, this way a little longer, and I know, I feel we will be in a better mood and, you know, that it will be worth watching. And so I just think we need to hold on to the mid-December into Christmas, into New Year's, and I just think all our problems, will be solved. And I understand why people are negative, and they have every reason to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got liaison scenes for 2 whole days.
Well,
I think my little phone is Candace is on the phone. For 3, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Candace.
Okay, that's why I called you my little correspondent. You know, because Candace is the official daytime after dark correspondent. And so everyone needs to be nice to Candace. Oh, she won't get my list off. She'll call me. So, you know, last be nice to Kansas. Even though she's
I feel really bad because I, like, seriously just got your text and I was late. But it's okay because I forgot. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm really
No, it's okay. I just wanted to. Yeah, well, I love my correspondent. I just hope she brings me back a lot of good stuff from, you know, New York. And, you know, she gives me a couple of really good people to call in. And then you totally forgive me, even though you are, like, an L and something lame. But I will forgive you this one. Yeah, I'm gonna forgive I'm forgiving Terry for, you know, getting lost because she did have a stomach ache, so she's forgiven. Am I gonna forgive Silas for not calling in for a couple of weeks? No, people, I'm not forgiving Silas.
He's in trouble.
Silas has not called into my show.
He's been having a lot of personal problems.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I just, you know, I miss Silas calling in. So, I mean, I will eventually forgive him, but you know how I am. I miss my Silas. But, you know, I got Candace tonight. And so, Candace, I know you're going to New York, but do you think you can break away Friday night from anywhere you are and give us an update?
Okay, I mean I'll be around on Friday, so I will definitely.
Yeah, well,
you're not doing a show on Thanksgiving week, right?
Well, yeah, I am because I'm crazy.
You're doing a show on Thanksgiving week? I thought you were.
Yeah, so
I'm not gonna.
Friday.
Well, I'm doing it so Friday because I feel like everyone needs clothing in their life Friday by Friday night after they gain like 15 pounds and feel really bad. And then I can make everyone feel how wonderful it is. And it's okay to gain weight during Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's okay, people, to gain weight because there's too much food people like. And
besides, we're going to have to be stressed after all the family time.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And then we can all tell each other the annoying things that our relatives said and the things that we want to punch them for. I think it would
amen.
Be like press release.
You can email them, too.
Well, we have 90 seconds, but we're going to overtime. So, but you guys tune in Friday night. Nielsen will be here for half an hour.
Luke and Laura's 30th anniversary Thursday special tribute on Our Heart.
Wait, fuck.
It's 9 o'clock Eastern.
What time?
It's the 30th anniversary.
What time is it our time, Chris, that you're having it?
Oh, sorry.
Chris, what time are you having it here?
9 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Well, I will try to call in, but I have a little thing that I do every Thursday night. I think you know what it is. Don't blow my cover. I called you from there last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Cool. I mean, hopefully we'll take a lot of calls, so that'll be fine. But, yeah, I mean,
but do not miss. If people miss Christy so on Thursday, they will have to deal with me, people. No. I've been thinking, okay, yeah, because we do all need a Thanksgiving show, because after everyone is spending time with their families, and for single people like me asking, so are you ever going to get married? Are you ever going to have kids?
Ugh, I know, I get that.
Why don't you want to get married? Yeah. Oh, and then to top off, I went over to see my little niece last night, the same one that I saw in the hospital room, and, you know, kind of my little niece got me to have panic attacks about ever going into labor. So I go over there last night, and I was so excited because I was going to hold her and play with her. And my grandma put her in my arms, and she goes, "Don't drop her." And I'm like, "Grandma, I've been and for 10 years, I have not dropped a kid." So
wow.
I was playing with little Zoe. And 3 seconds in our playtime, she decided to cry bloody murder. So
yeah.
I looked at my dad, I'm like, "Oh, so did you want your grandma? Because she hates me." No, this kid hates me, you guys. I mean, and, you know, my mom told me not to worry about it. She's like, "Oh, maybe, maybe she did not mean to cry, but she cried." And so, yeah, aww. I did not appreciate. She's 5 months old and the cutest baby ever. But so is my other niece, who's like a month and 2 days. The two last grandkids are a month and 2 days apart, and the other two grandkids are 3 months apart. So
oh
it's like my sister and my sisters-in-law just get knocked up almost at the same time. yeah. So, but
wow,
then my
parents.
Well, but my parents have nine grandkids, and I know my brother and his wife wants one more. And my dad looked at me and goes, "Honey, don't worry about it. Don't worry. If you don't ever have kids, it's okay. We don't, you know, yeah, we love grandkids, but if it doesn't happen, we have enough." So, yeah, my dad's like,
that's
yeah.
Funny, wow.
Yeah, I mean, 9 grandkids, and they're all cute, and I got to hang out with my 7-year-old niece, Sophie, on Sunday, and taking her to Target is very dangerous, because she has this thing where she taught me that she goes, if you put things in the cart, they call my mom Oma Opa and Zuman. Oh yeah. And she goes, "Don't worry, Oma won't ever know. Just sneak it in the cart." And I'm like, "Sophie, that's bad." But then I saw something I really wanted. I'm like, "Okay, Sophie, put this in the cart." And
wow.
this is the one that has been doing this since she was 3. Because my mom and I and Sophie went to Canada, because my sister lived in Eastern Washington, and we were at Walmart. And I'm like, "Mom," and she's like, "Holly, be quiet, I'm looking for something." I'm like, "But Mom," and she goes, "Holly, take Sophia to the bathroom." I'm like, "Why do I go pay for this?" I'm like, Mom, and she goes, "I don't want to hear it." And so when she got home, she, you know, emptied everything she got. And my dad's like, "So how much did you spend in Walmart?" And my mom's like, $150. And my mom looks and goes, $100? She goes, "Oh, my God, I didn't get enough." And it was all Sophie's little toys. And I looked at my mom. I'm like, "I told you. I was trying to tell you. You told me to be quiet." So, yeah.
You gotta worry is all I can say.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but no, I think kids are a lot smarter than we were ever. I mean, you know, I mean.
I don't think so. I think we were pretty sharp.
I mean,
but
no, no, I'm I mean.
They're smarter about other things.
Well, yeah,
right.
I mean. Yeah, my little niece knows how to text faster than I do. And I'm like, "How?" She goes, "I've been practicing." And she wants a cell phone, but my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister-in-law won't allow her to have a cell phone until she's like 13 or 14.
That's a good time to start having them have a phone.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they don't need when they are 7 and 8 and 9. I mean,
oh, heck no.
No, I was 18 when I got my first one. I think 18 or 19, so,
well,
yeah.
Well, I would hug my daughter because she texts and does all that stuff, and she'll comment about something about the phone, and I'm like, Nicole, I used to have hardly ever a phone in my house with my parents, but when we did, it was usually a party line or, you know, it was just a base phone. I said, you know, I said, I was around with the rotary dial, okay?
Sila, do you text or do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I really only like my cell phone for when I travel or I'm, like, walking up to the mailbox in case I fall or something.
Oh, well, yeah, and, you know, always have it in your car in case something happens. You know, that's what my mom tells my grandma. But grandma got in trouble the other day, and I didn't laugh, but grandma answered her phone while she was driving and went through a yellow light.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so now, because even she was keeping her phone in her pants pocket, and then she tried to get out. Yeah, and so I towered on her, and no, I do not feel bad for that. And my mom's like, mother, and I just, because I love her, but my mom calls her mom, mother like that, she's like, mother, you should not do that. That's dangerous. Where your drinks are, but do not answer the phone while you're driving. And I love grandma's defense. She goes, but what if it's an important call? And my mom's like, well, you can call them back after, you know, you are not driving. I mean, I'm sorry, but I think it's very dangerous for older people to drive and talk on their cell phone. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say this, but I worry anybody that's over 65, if I see them behind the wheel, like, I will wait to cross the street until they come to a complete stop. Because you never know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love my grandma and all, but, you know, hey, she has vision problems, and I don't want to be the one to get hit or anything.
Well, no, and you know what? I mean, my grandmother only drives around to my apartment, my brother and sister, the last house of my parents. My mom has said no more trips to Oregon. You know, we will drive you and, you know, come pick you up, but four-hour pickups are not happening. You guys, where did Terry go? Okay. Terry Kimberly McCollin is going to be calling in. Okay, that didn't work. I thought, see, that's Robin on DH. That's why I said that. So where is everyone going for Thanksgiving?
I'm staying right in my house and cooking.
Hey, Carly?
Yeah.
Hey, so hi. Hey, I'm going to get off because I'm really tired. From Vienna, travels and stuff.
Hello?
And I'll call you when I get back.
Okay,
hello?
Cool.
Hey.
Bye, Chris.
Hello?
Bye.
Hello?
See you later.
Bye,
Terry.
Terry,
keep saying hello.
I'm back to the party.
I know, but Terry, do you know it's almost 9 and you're supposed to go pick up your friends?
I know. I have to go pick up my friends. I know. I got to go do it right now. Well, I was waiting. She doesn't get out till like a little after 9. I think what happened last night, she was there just standing knowing I'm outside. Okay, well, my phone is going dead anyway, my cell phone, so.
Can you call me after?
Yeah, well, I'm taking my phone with me. I'm going to charge it while I'm going there to get her.
Okay, call me after you're done picking her up.
All right, bye.
Bye. But no, because I think everyone should sleep in on Thanksgiving.
I'm doing it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I told my mom, I go, because my brother lives 5 minutes from my house. And I go, what time is Thanksgiving? She goes, 2 or 3. And I'm like, okay, I will be there, but I will probably wake up at 1:45 and then go. And And she goes, oh, that's a good idea. I'm like, I don't have to make anything for Thanksgiving. I just have to bring bread. And so it's like, you know, I don't have to, like, cook. I don't think they would want me to cook anyway. So, yeah. So, but, you know, but, I mean, I love Thanksgiving, but Christmas is also nice, too. But I think Christmas is crazier than Thanksgiving. What do you guys think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's even. In a way, it's even. I don't know why, but I think it's even because with Christmas, well, then again, like this Christmas, I got everybody the same gift, a gift card to Target. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I want a Target gift card. Send me a Target gift card. I love Target.
Okay. We should have Target sponsor the New York trip.
I know.
We should.
You know what, and you know what I was thinking? Okay, I think every time that we should bring a sponsor up, they should be listening.
Yep.
And, you know, that really nice, comfortable bed place, Thurma, whatever, but they have the nice bed, and the bed that costs like $3,000. And I think we should start commercializing, and, like, every time we say Olive Garden, they should give all of us, like, free Olive Garden for,
free.
Like, for the whole rest of our lives.
I agree.
I think it's a great idea, except we don't have Olive Gardens here.
You don't?
No.
Oh,
that's
wow. Not fair.
Well, you know, that's what these places are usually, it depends on where you're located, where they bought franchise, but no, Arizona has them all over, but not in Kentucky.
What did you guys have?
I'm shocked right now because I thought everybody had one.
That's me too. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with Kentucky? Don't they understand people want these olives and
pop? You gotta understand, it's a fairly small population in the two largest cities, so. I'm in the second largest city, and I'm used to Arizona, and it's like there's people everywhere, traffic's everywhere. Here
yeah.
It's like,
you know what?
I feel like
really,
but you know what? I'm not gonna hate on Kentucky because I want to go there because of the bourbon. I just want to get like sloshed right there. I'm a bourbon fan, so I'm not even gonna hate on Kentucky. Shots out. Not even
going
to
say anything bad about y'all.
Oh, it's beautiful here, but I
want to
go back to Arizona.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Have you ever been to Cracker Barrel, anyone? Because I was there.
I have.
Okay. They have the They have, like, the best fucking fried chicken ever. In Seattle, we don't have one. And I think we need to tell people in Seattle they need to get a Cracker Barrel here. We just got a Ruby Tuesdays here. And we just got a Sonic here. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Sonic in Chicago. I don't think there's any Sonics in Chicago, and that really pisses me off. What do I feel
okay.
Like that? I mean, I live in Baltimore. We got a Sonic, a Cracker Barrel, Olive Garden, a P.F. Chang, Uno's Pizzeria, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing we did have a Planet Hollywood, but that fell through because.
We did too, and we did. We have a Planet Hollywood, but. It closed down a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they closed down.
Yeah, I think they closed most of them, if not all.
Oh.
Well, the one in New York, I'm constantly going to. I really need to stop going to that one. But I'll be up there this weekend anyway to get something from there. See, then I just say I need to stop going and I'll be up there
getting something from Planet Hollywood this weekend.
You need to go for me. And I'm probably gonna screw up the name. Spirindipity. They have like the best hawk. They have the best hawk. Hawk go ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just kind of worried about tomorrow.
Candace, are you going to do what we were talking about doing? About what you should do?
About me stalking Melissa?
No.
What time are we leaving tomorrow?
For
the video?
What time are we leaving tomorrow for it?
Candace is leaving from her job at 3, and I'm going to be on the bus by 3:30. So I'm going to be in the city between 7:15 and 7:45, meaning I'm going to have to run off that bus to meet up with my friends so we can go. And it is open event. It's the Stockings with Care. I just found out. So that's why it's $20. It's $20 for the fans to go. But from my understanding, it's mostly going to be New York fans. So
Remember you are the Daytime After Dark correspondent, so you have to bring us back every good thing.
I got to bring every little good detail. I got to work my magic, because I already have like 10 questions. The first one is who's going to be on second season of Dirty Soap? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
I
want to know that too.
Here's the deal. So some reports say it was canceled because of the ratings, but E! Has not officially commented on it. Okay.
No, E! Hasn't.
So my thing is that I'm going to tweak that answer out of somebody, because tomorrow I'm going to the One Life to Live rap party. Stockings with Care, with the, raise money for, kids, unfortunate kids. And Sarah's last day is tomorrow, and JP's is Thursday. Yeah. So they're going to be at the party. I'm going to find out.
That'll be cool. You'll have to tell us about that.
If you get close.
I can't drink. That's the only thing. I can't drink. I only got to drink soda.
No, okay. I do not want my correspondent drinking, and you can't with your drugs in your system. That's a no-no.
Okay, first and foremost, I'd like to also point out that I also agree alcohol and drugs does not mix. Be responsible, people. That was my public service announcement. Two.
Just drink a Coke or something. They won't know what's in it.
Bree's probably
going to be there. Bree Williamson's going to be there, so guarantee somebody's going to be drunk. I love Bree and everything, but guarantee somebody's going to be drunk. I have an image. I have an image to keep up. Thank you. I know.
Your image matters, but I do not want to call St. Candace is dead because she took medicine and her little alcohol at the same time. Please, don't do it. Do not do it, okay? I need my correspondent.
Your JP. I know you want me to get JP.
I want you to tell JP that I love him. Phil doesn't deserve him. Don't tell him that, but, I'm in love with him and he should be with me. But, damn it, Bradford is married, you guys, okay? JP doesn't have a ring on his finger, so, come on.
I just want to point out, I'm going to find that out, too. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to be that nosy girl that everybody
Well,
sees.
Especially but after their episode, this last episode.
I haven't
I'm
seen
like,
it
what
yet.
What the hell's happening?
Oh, my God. Oh, and
I'm going to ask you to marry me.
Sorry, Chloe.
Oh, well, Candace, okay, you cannot take my little JP away from me. Okay,
I can't Dr. Morgan. Can I at least have JP if I can't have my Dr. Morgan?
Yeah, okay.
I'm my doctor. There you go. All right.
Okay, well,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
I can't quite believe him, but he's married.
August, is there anyone that you want Candace to stalk for you when she's back there? I mean, because, you know, she's the daytime after dark correspondent, so you guys, anyone that you want Candace to stalk, she has my permission. Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, I'm like Bree Williamson that plays Jessica. Right. I love her. So you can just tell her for me. I think she's a great actress. And you know, I hate her and Four together, but maybe you can ask her what's going on with that.
Well, we know they're not going on to the new one. The new one like to live.
Oh, really?
Wait, did I just break news? Okay, David's not going. He broke news. Monday. Was it Monday or last week? On his Facebook.
I remember that.
Yeah, he said that it was a tough decision. He thought long and hard about it, but he decided not to go. And the only reason everybody is saying that he is saying that is because Bree's not going.
Damn.
I know.
Damn it. I'm so upset.
But I can say this too. David's final taping was it today or tomorrow? It's his last day tomorrow. I think it was either today or tomorrow. Because Bree, they say Bree is Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and this
so
year, Robert?
Definitely Friday night. Yeah, Robert's probably going to be, it's definitely Friday. Because it's him, Erica. Who else? I don't think Hillary's is Friday. I think hers is Thursday. So because
what about Melissa?
Melissa's is Thursday.
I'm trying to figure out who will be in the last scene and stuff.
I want to know. Somebody had told me today via text that Trevor was spotted at the studio.
I heard that too. Yes.
Now, if this is, now remember, Carly, I said it a couple of months ago. I said if Trevor is coming back, they're going to do the story. They're going to do it. Victor's not dead.
I know.
But I remember when
you said that.
Yes, but it has to be confirmed because just like everybody got you know, really excited about Brandon. Look what happened.
Oh, I know. God, I'm going to disappoint you about Brandon.
He brought him on himself. I'm sorry. But he brought him on himself. I like
no,
Brandon.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do like Brandon, but I understand that Brandon, if you want to come on Daytime After Dark and talk about your frustration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flip it before I not really. But no, you know what I really want to say? I really before they go off.
That's all, yeah.
What?
You're cutting out, Carly.
Oh, sorry. I said that I want Jessica and Natalie. I mean, I want to see them back where they will. You know, sisters get along.
They will.
Wait, are we going to
hey, Carly, you're moving up. Yeah.
Film is here. Okay, well, maybe we should just call it a night. Then because the phone is acting weird. By everyone needing to be back on Monday. I mean, on Friday night.
Friday.
Yep. I'll be here.
Yep. I'll be
okay.
here.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Ladies.
Night.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.